This makes me think of the government, because the government's always coming after you for more, right? And what this says is, the shark got your arms. This is a doctor to patient. The shark got your arms and both legs is probably not a good time, but your brother is here and he needs a kidney. Government, do you think? Now, the Department of Justice, they just recently said to the prisons and everyone else, you know what, we're going to have another way to get rid of all of the bad guys, and we're thinking about bringing back the firing squad. And what do you think about that? I like it. I mean, there should be all kinds of choices. I mean, I prefer hanging. I mean, they should bring that back. Hanging, shooting, dead is dead. What does it matter? But the boom-a-de-boom-boom bothers liberals, so that's all the more reason to have the firing squad, because we like to bother liberals. That would be a good thing. And now, you got marijuana, pot, hey, grass, all that kind of stuff. Trump has loosened up on that. He says it's not that bad of a drug. It's really good for medicine. We want to have doctors and everybody working on that. And I agree with that. I've never smoked a joint in my life, but if I was sick, if I had cancer or something, I would do that. I would look for an alternative medicine versus the chronic cracky stuff that doesn't seem to work that well. You know what? That executive order that he signed, I'm in favor of. And Donald Trump. He's being encouraged now to change the name of the nation's language. Enough with English. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it American. Right? John Wayne always said that. He said, it's the American language. It's not English. And Now, Trump, he says, you know what? I made the language English official here just a couple of years ago, and now people are saying change it. English is the official language in more than 50 countries around the world. But there's variations of it. Everybody has kind of added wordage and spelling and slang words and different things. So is it a good thing to change it and call it American? Absolutely. Get a man right on that, because you should change names. If you've got to change a name, wouldn't it be nice to go to Canada? They have what's called the Trans-Canada Highway. It's about 5,000 miles in length. And Trans-Canada maybe worked as a name many, many years ago, but now I don't think so much. Get rid of that name, Trans. You can come up with a better name. But in addition to that, it's kind of interesting because they have a hard time getting a pipeline. Well, not a hard time, it's an impossible time to get a pipeline in Canada from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I've always said, it's so simple. I've told this to elected people, MLAs, MPPs, MPs, all of that. And they just get a glazed look and say, duh. But that highway, the government owns it. Now, it's managed by the provinces, but it's owned by the federal government, and there used to be a railway beside it, and that's also owned, been torn up now for the most part, that's owned as well by the feds. Pretty simple. That's where you put the pipeline. You don't have to ask anybody, oh, can I please do this, and will you sign off, and the Indians and the provinces, and you no longer have to do that. Be like the Chinese cook. That'd be good, Mr. Canadian Prime Minister. Use the noodle up here, not the noodle in the soap, because that's what's happening here. Nobody's paying attention. They're looking for the problem. I'm a solution-driven guy. I found the solution. Hey, you don't have to thank me. It's fine. Just get a man on that. Hey, happy day.